He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for 1,214th time. But who counts? That's that new math. You got a calculator, accolator. And you add all the numbers up to 2003. I've been doing this. Push the magic button because I love Ben Davis. I still push the magic button. Oh, whoo. It gets better and better and better and better. And the best is yet to come. I got an awesome guest. Hyper awesome. Awesome. Awesome guest. Before I get to my guests, I got stuff in the end. I got my producer, Mr. Caesar. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing? Person? I'm good.
Yeah. You good? You good? How was your weekend?
Yeah. It was really good. And actually,
how was your week been? Not the weekend.
Oh, the weekend?
Yeah. How's the week been?
It's been really good.
And I speak fast. It's the coffee, you know, caffeine, yeah. You know. Yeah. So how's it been?
It's been really good. And today's actually my mom's birthday, and she's listening right now.
How old is she? You ain't supposed to tell your mom's age, but that is right. How old is she? I'm just kidding. Push the magic button for your mama, man. Whoa. Mamas are a bomb. We talk more about mamas in this show. I know I will, but man, congratulations, mama. Yeah, that is great, man. How many brothers and sisters you got?
I have two older sisters.
Two older sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're in trouble. You outnumbered in your house.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know how it feels. I have four daughters and a wife. Even my dog was a girl dog. I got no respect. But congratulations to your mom, man. That is awesome. Well, we got stuff and things to talk about. Before I get to my stuff and things, we got a thing we call the, what we call that thing there? Yeah. What's going on, Caesar?
Well, today is the Tech at Ben Davis game at 7 p.m., the football game. And then coverage on WBDG starts at 6 p.m.
Who's calling that game? You know, you called games before, didn't you? Didn't you call games last year?
No, I produced.
You produced them?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have been calling, but go ahead. I'm all in your Kool-Aid.
And then we're in School Talk right now at 7:30 a.m. And remember to follow us on WBDG Indy on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right. What else is going on? Oh, man. Dang. That is great. That's the big board. And guess what? It's going to get bigger because the school year is really just starting. Mm-hmm. So I got. So what's that thing we call that thing? What we call that? Yeah. Information you can use all the time. Because one time, if our young folks aren't in the building, if our young folks aren't doing anything, then you won't hear me on the airways because this program has been student produced since 2003. And it will be continuing to be produced by the students. So when the students are gone, I'm on vacation. And now, in the studio, the big time, the biggest world, the biggest platform, it is the coach of the Ben Davis Giants basketball team, Coach Carlisle. How you doing, sir?
Doing just fine.
The high five, man. Push the magic button. High five. Whoa. Bring the balloons. We're going to play some basketball. I'm sorry. What's it like, Coach, being the coach of Ben Davis High School? We're going to get into your information. We're going to get into your bio. We're getting into your back. But what's it like?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just like a kind of a dream come true.
Yeah.
Coming back home to the spot where I went to high school. Won a couple championships here.
Are we going to dig into you? We're going to dig into you now. Let's dig into it. Now, okay, you went to elementary school. Where'd you go to elementary school at?
I went to elementary school at Garden City.
Garden City. All right. In the house. Okay. Now, where'd you go to junior high school or middle school?
Went to BDJ.
BDJ. Getting deeper. Where'd you go to high school?
BD.
BD! Push the magic button! Yeah! We got one of our own. Ah, man, that's awesome. Now, after Ben Davis High School, where'd you go to college?
Went to college at IUPUI.
Oh, yeah. Did you major anything?
Yes,
you just went to college.
Finance. Yes.
I run into so many young people that they love math, but they love money, but hate math.
Not great at math, but I like money.
Yeah, but finances, man, go hand in hand. IUPUI, after college, what'd you do?
after college, after I left IUPUI, I started playing in my professional career, and I went overseas, and I stayed there for 12 years.
Wow. Man, that is awesome. Push the magic button there, because y'all don't know. That's huge. Ah. As we spoke earlier, my cousin, Henry Williams, yes, went to Bender's High School. He played overseas for a long time and was very, very, very successful overseas. How different, can you, just a little bit, how was it playing overseas? Was it different? It was basketball, but was it different?
Very different. It's not for everyone.
Ah.
You know, when you go, you immerse in a different culture.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of empathy for second language learners.
Okay.
Because I was one of them. I was immersed in a lot of different cultures. I lived in 7 different countries.
Wow.
Italy, Sweden, Finland, Australia, and I stayed the longest in France.
In France? What part of France?
French. I was in Paris for Paris? 8 years.
Oh, wow. When I was in the Marine Corps, I went to Toulon, France.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to freak people out, but I was 18 years old, and I didn't know nothing. I'm from my hometown, Terre Haute, you know. You don't know nothing. I went, like, to my home, my background, I went to 4 different high schools.
Okay.
Didn't graduate from none of them. I went a whole year at Wiley High School, uh-huh, no credits. How you do that?
Having fun?
Yeah, stupid too. Second year, Gershmar High School, Gershmar Tech, Black Cats, went fighting to kick me out. And I went to State Laboratory. Then I finally went to the very first year of North Vigo High School. Uh-huh. I would have been in the second graduating class of North Vigo High School, but once again, my act wasn't together. Not enough credit, so I quit and joined the Marine Corps. Well, got my GED in Marines. Thank God the Marines kicked my rear and got my head straight. That's kind of anyway. Kick your rear and get your... How you gonna kick your rear and get your head straight?
That's how it works.
So anyway, I saw a lady in Toulon, France, sitting on the bench. And she was black.
Mm-hmm.
And she started speaking French. And that freaked me. I'm 18 years old. Yeah. I ain't never seen a black French woman.
You saw it that day?
Yeah. Man, it was crazy. But being in France... Can you speak Savoie? Can you speak a little French?
I speak French.
Dang, that is awesome. So how was Paris? Did you like it?
You know,
you see much of it?
My experience in Paris was wonderful, only because it was the only big city that I stayed in. Lived in when I was across seas. So
mm-hmm.
It was so much to do. I got immersed in the culture, started listening to different types of music, going to concertos.
Concertos.
You know, I learned a lot about myself. Would go to all the museums, visit, you know, Paris. When you live in Europe, you usually migrate everywhere around. It's easy to get around on the train. London is about 2 hours on the fast train.
Okay.
So I moved around Europe a lot, got a chance to see a whole bunch of my life, and I've just been blessed.
Right. It's awesome. Forming you, molding you. But Europe played the part, but you grew up in Hallville.
Grew up in Hallville.
So molding you, how was your youth? How did your youth mold you into the man that you are today?
Well, when you go through and you see a certain things, right, you're not exposed to a whole bunch. So my drive was to get out. My drive was to get away from the negative stuff that I saw when I was growing up. So it basically molded me into going as hard as I could in school. Ended up graduating close to the top half of the school here. Molded me to go get my undergrad and my master's degree. A lot of people from where I'm from wasn't doing things like that.
Undergrad and master's degree, y'all. B.A.D. bad, but go ahead.
So all the things that I went through, it molded me into the person that I am. And what I do is try to give that back to our youth.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. 39 years old now?
39 years old.
When you turn 40?
In January.
How's your prostate looking?
Great.
Got a check?
Got a check.
I'm a prostate cancer survivor, and I'm putting it out there. And young men that age, I'm saying, go get a check. Life is good. Got to get a check. Okay, now, 1997, Ben Davis graduate. Coach passed 3 seasons at Arlington, compelling a 46-25 record. With Arlington to high school. Okay, I'll just say it. When you saw the ad for Ben Davis coach, what went through your mind?
You got to put my name in that hat.
Did you ever, of course you did, because you're a positive thinker. When you threw the hat in, you said, yeah, this is mine. But when you saw it, did the lights go off?
Of course.
To come back here.
It was a no-brainer for me and the people around me. That, of course, they encouraged me to go ahead and make that happen and at least give myself the best chance to be able to go out and get the job.
Yeah. I mean, you see things on TV. You see things on YouTube. You hear about people going back to their alma mater, going back to their high school to be a force, to coach, mm-hmm. to be a model. It might sound like a crazy question, but I asked those two. Did you think it ever happened?
Well, see, my initial experience here in Indiana, at least in the United States, was coaching at college. I went back to my alma mater, my college alma mater, and I coached for IUPUI for a couple of years.
Okay.
So when I didn't initially get back into high school basketball for a few years, but when I did, it was always with the plans of coming back to Ben Davis.
Okay.
So it was always in my plans to come back.
Okay.
They maybe didn't know it yet, but it was always in my plans.
Now, at IUPUI, look at my notes now. You scored 1,340 points mm-hmm. and had 769 career rebounds over four seasons, earning first team All-Mid-Continent Conference honors as a senior. And you want to play 11 years overseas. What do you think is going to be your biggest challenge here at Ben Davis High School?
I don't look at them as challenges.
I feel
that from my standpoint, I just want to be excellent. So, you know, I got that when I was here from Coach Whitty, from the staff, just from the administration. Mm-hmm. We want to be excellent in everything. I don't remember everything we once stayed in when I was in high school, right. But I know it was a lot. Spanish and chess and bowling,
yeah.
And football and basketball. So we come from a background of excellence. So I just want to pioneer that into the next, you know, at least 10 years.
Not get you in trouble with the basketball athletic director or anybody else who loves basketball. What's more important, basketball or education?
Education.
Why?
Well, like coming from where I'm coming from, understanding that basketball is a vehicle to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
School and being successful, being able to raise your family, being able to take care of your family is more important because someday the ball is going to stop bouncing.
Wow.
So once that ball stops bouncing, what are you going to do then? Can't play forever. It's just a vehicle. My job is to educate, graduate, and employ. Get the kids ready for the world. Get the kids ready to be successful humans, not basketball players.
Mm. Are the kids different now than when you came through here? Are you been there since May, on board since May?
Yes.
Are the kids different now than when you were a kid?
The motivations are different.
Okay.
It's hard. It's kind of hard here. You know, when I was young, we were motivated by different things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be a good coach, I believe you have to be very relational with them. Get to know them on a personal level, individually, and just figure it out. It was easy when I was growing up. Either mm-hmm. you was going to do it or you wasn't.
Choice.
It was a choice. Either you're going to change the stars, you're going to change the situation. At least from my standpoint, that's what pushed me. So once you understand what your why is, my why was I didn't want to live like that for the rest of my life. So I don't know. These kids are a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, society, everything, you got all this information at your fingertips, and smartphones, the process, kids aren't in love with the process.
Mm.
So it's my job to figure that out and try to steer them into the right direction so they can be successful in their life. But yeah. I think I'm capable.
You talk about your why, and that's mm-hmm. one thing I think kids need to understand. And I'm 63, so that's why I call anybody younger than me, I call you a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get old, you do that. But anyway, it's like the why.
Mm-hmm.
The why, the concept of the why really does not change, because if a kid will understand that, even though they might have different processes, different ways to get to communication, the why is still there, you know, because what are you going to do? You know, what is driving you? Because you're going to get older. What are you going to do for the rest of your life? You know, what type of impact do you want to have? So that why is so important, and that's just a comment, not really even a question.
Agreed.
Yeah. change. You coach a different style. What is your style?
Up-tempo.
Okay.
I come from in there, like growing up, I played at Ben Davis. We didn't play that way. I attribute my learning of the game to the coaching staff here at Ben Davis when mm-hmm. I was here. They taught me how to actually play basketball. But, you know, as a kid and growing up, I always wanted to play up and down, get up and down. One of the main reasons why I chose IUPUI.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that follow my career know that I verbally committed to IU out of high school, and I ended up choosing IUPUI.
Okay.
Because, you know, of the style. I mean, there was a coaching change also that played a little part in that, but I also wanted to run. I wanted to run up and down, and it's always been what I've liked. I like to get up in people, be aggressive defensively, mm-hmm. And make sure that we getting up and down and playing a fun brand of basketball.
Physical, yes. So how much of basketball is a mind game?
I believe it's a 90%.
Okay.
Okay. You have to have some type of athletic ability, of course, some type of skill, but you got to be able to think the game. You got to be able to understand that you won't be able to get over strictly on your athleticism. You have to be able to play with your teammates. How can I make my teammate better? And a lot of that is above the shoulders, yeah. Not below.
Now there is a challenge. Now, I would wonder, is that going to be a challenge, or is that always a challenge in basketball?
It's always the challenge.
Yeah.
No matter what the situation is, unless you have a group, you know, sometimes you have a group that's been together for a really long time,
mm-hmm.
and you have guards or whoever it is on the floor that is an extension of the coach.
Mm-hmm.
So they may be thinking the same thing that I was thinking because they've been with me for so long or mm-hmm. they've been together for so long. Each year is a different group, even if it's the same kids, because the dynamic changes.
Okay. We're talking to Coach Carlisle, the new Ben Davis coach, Ben Davis basketball coach. We're going to clear the board for 30 seconds, talk some more stuff. Give me about 30 seconds, but coming back, we'll talk some more stuff with the new coach at Ben Davis High School, Giants. It's going to be an awesome year. Awesome. Please. Yeah.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Celebrating a baby's first year is a big moment, but sadly, not all infants make it to that milestone. I'm Tammy Silverman with the Indiana Youth Institute. Data shows Hoosier infants are more likely to die within their first year than any other infants. And Indiana's black babies die at rates twice as high as white infants. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends parents meet with a pediatrician to establish a medical home before baby arrives. Parents-to-be can even download a new app from the state called Live for free prenatal care alerts and pregnancy-related text messages, ensuring families have access to care, critical information, and a network of support can save lives for generations to come. This Kids Count Minute is a message from the Indiana Youth Institute. For more parent tips, visit iyi.org/kids. Kids count
on you. I'm back. Welcome Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Giant 90.9 School Talk since 2003. Yeah, that's me. My name is Emerson, but you can't see me. But if you folks on Facebook, go on Facebook right now. You can get a picture right now. He's live in the studio, the coach of Ben Davis High School. Go on Facebook Live right now. You can see him. You can't see me, but just go, you can see him smile. Just,
yep,
he, just,
yep.
He just smiled right now. So you're going to see this man up and down the sidelines here at Ben Davis High School leading our Giants on to victory. IUPUI, name some of your teammates at IUPUI. Can you remember any of them?
Yeah, one of the coaches, he's still on staff at IUPUI, is Matthew Crenshaw. He played with me. Charles Price, who is also an Indianapolis product, he graduated from Broad Ripple High School to just close his doors this year. He was one of the freshmen that came in when we came in together. Who else? Jermaine Gardner was a guy who he came from Gary, Indiana. He was my college roommate. So he was one of my best friends. Spent a lot of time with that guy. I'm trying to think of Indianapolis or Indiana guys.
Reason I did that was not to put you on the spot, which I do that a lot. How important is to develop relationships and keep those relationships as you go through life?
For me, with teams, mm-hmm. it's almost like a brotherhood. Like most of the guys, especially the guys that I play here at Ben Davis with, we've been friends since elementary school.
Wow.
Went to the same junior high. If we didn't, we were awful close. And then we all played together all through high school. And right now, today, I'm still friends with majority of all those guys.
Yeah. That's huge because, you know, I say that because, you know, playing, when you're on a team, you got to be a team. You got to think as a team. You got to think as one in order to be the championship. So what do you think, what's your prediction for us this year at Ben Davis High School? Do you do predictions? Or do you just go out and play hard?
Well, this is what I'll say. The goal is always to win the championship.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So my prediction would be we're going to play very fast. We're going to play very hard. And wherever the tiles fall, you know, that's where they'll fall. But the goal and the aim is always to go win the championship.
Okay, playing fast, playing tempo. Okay, check this out. Now, question is just correct. Okay, so if a player's hot or not, or will you designate, like, who has the green light, or every player will be like, hey, if you open, shoot, or if you got a good shot, take it, or?
From my standpoint, basketball is easy, right? Just be organized.
Hey.
If you organize and you practice that shot, there's no bad shot.
Oh.
If it's a shot that's in our offense,
yeah,
and you practice that shot, and I know you practice that shot, there's not a bad shot.
Oh, so if I got to throw up a hook shot, you know, good well, I ain't throwing no hooks in practice.
Uh-huh. I'm going to have an issue with that.
Yeah. I'm getting pulled.
Yeah, you might have to come have a seat next to me and have a little quick conversation.
All I got is hook shots. I got an old man lazy hook. That's cool. Because one thing the coach, with the students and your players, sure, they got to respect the coach.
Sure.
But they got to know the coach. So they'll know. How your kids getting to know you? How are they getting to know you? I mean.
Well, one thing about me is I'm consistent.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming from where I came from, there wasn't a lot of black consistent men in our lives growing up.
Ooh, ooh.
So for me, ooh, it's important for me to be consistent, ooh, and them to see me every single day, every day. They're going to see me every day. So that alone and me being relational is easy.
Man, that's a whole show. You just hit a whole show with black men being inconsistent. We're going to do a show on that, too, because that is a whole deep. That was deep. Being consistent now with your players and with your team. So I'm looking forward to that. Any other surprise that we can expect besides being fast and being up-tempo?
I'm calling out all alumni.
Huh?
I'm looking to fill the stands. I remember playing here to good crowds, playing here at Ben Davis, and there were good crowds. We had good fan support. So for me, what I would like to see is the community to come out and help support, not just with basketball, with all sports here at Ben Davis. There's a tradition of champions. There's a tradition of excellence, and we need to put that back on full display and put the West Side back on the map.
I agree. Also, Tony Pippen out there on Facebook Live. Good morning, you. Good morning, Janie Brown out there on Facebook Live. How Deacon Husband doing? Glad to see you guys on the airways.
Coach Tony Kyler. Pippins.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, brother?
Yeah. So, we got shout outs in the house already. Coach Kyle originally came to IUPUI in 1997 after an awesome career here at Ben Davis High School. Your folks already know this. You know, he was a City County All-Star, All-Metro selection, while also earning All-Sectional, All-Regional, and semi-state. You went two championship teams.
Didn't play much in the first one, but I was a part of it. You know, I played behind some All-Stars in the Mr. Basketball by the name of Damon Frierson. So
yeah.
I learned a great deal that year as a sophomore. Mm-hmm. Coming, you know, now we have the freshman center, but back then we all went to junior high school. So as freshmen, we wasn't connected to Ben
right,
Davis.
Right.
So after me, there was a few guys that came up and played freshman, but before me, there wasn't a freshman that played on the varsity team.
Mm-hmm.
So as a sophomore, that's your first kind of taste of coming over here trying to play basketball in the high school. You know, as freshmen, we are in high school, but we wasn't.
Right. Yeah. He's just a key thing.
I had great experience with playing with that team. I also have Courtney James, who was a big part of that team. He's on my staff here for this year as well. So, you know, I have a great staff. I'm pretty sure that you'll get an opportunity to talk to some of them. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Yeah.
But I had to shout out Courtney. He was on that 95 team when we won state my sophomore year.
Good morning, Dolly and Ms. Casco. Welcome to the talk here on Facebook. You mentioned on the bench,
mm-hmm.
didn't play much. I'm on the team. How important is that for young folks to understand? Everybody can't be on the floor at the same time.
Well, you got to wait your turn.
And be ready.
Yeah. And understand that it's not just the guys that's on the floor to contribute to winning.
Yeah.
Okay. It was my job to get the guys who played ready to go against the other team.
I hear you.
So if I don't do my job, then guess what?
Ooh,
that's they huge. Can't do their job.
That's huge.
So my advice to any young kid, especially the ones that's struggling with confidence and trying to figure out where they would lie on the team, if that's their aspiration, just wait your turn and work.
Mm.
Can't substitute the work. The work comes before anything.
Yeah. Philosophy is awesome. So I think we're going to do awesome this year. And that's kids need to hear that. They need to understand that. Like you said, the game is, can I call it a simple game to a certain degree?
It's very simple. What happens is, you know, our egos kind of get in the way, right? It's just a team. It's only five players and it's only one basket. You got to defend it and you got to put it in the basket.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole bunch of different ways you can do it.
Yeah.
But the game is simple.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be an awesome year. I'm looking forward to it, y'all. Facebook, you guys got any questions out there on Facebook Live? I can see y'all on there. So if you got any questions for the coach, come on and lay them on me, because this is his first time on the airway. He's going to be back numerous times. I know we are. We're going to have an awesome season. I know we are. We're going to go for the champion. We're going to get that championship. I know we are. We're going to get it. Fill the stands. I know we are. Last week I had one of the young men who was in charge of the cheerleaders? What the guys in the stands?
Purple Rain.
How did I forget that, man? Getting old. So Purple Rain should be there strong, and alumni, you come out to be part of Purple Rain. Can alumni be part of Purple Rain? Can we? Yeah. Caesar, can you fix that so alumni can come out?
How about we just get an alumni Purple Rain and make sure that we
speak.
There
cool.
it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Welcome to the Carlisle era.
Mr. Easter, we're gonna do alumni Purple Rain. Come on, you just organize that. that would be kind of cool. I'm
giving out peanuts for that.
That'll work. My daughters graduated from it. All three of my daughters. And I got cousins in the system now. So, you know, I love Ben Davis High School, so I'm looking forward to an awesome year of basketball, coach. What are you teaching? Got you in classroom yet?
Yes, I'm also an inclusion English teacher.
Okay.
I am a co-teacher in English 10.
It goes, because that's what I want. You put an emphasis on education, you know. Yeah, you're the coach, but hey, you got to teach.
You got to teach.
On the court and in the classroom.
Always teaching.
Always teaching. All right. Well, Coach, you always got an open invitation. That's the big window. Anytime you're doing something, you're not on the schedule, come to the big window. We'll put you on the airways because we're looking forward to an awesome year. You're a great person. Seriously, a great person.
Appreciate that.
Awesome coach. I'm looking forward to that. You know, your record speaks for you. You did awesome IUPUI, your student, college. Kids get something to look forward to, something they can touch. See, they can look at you. They can. I'm over time now a little bit, but they can always say, "I got to get in trouble." But always say, in politics, you never could get to the president, but or the government. You always get to the mayor and talk to the mayor. We got a coach here, so our young folks can relate in. Whether you're from Hallville, Mars Hill, you can relate to you because you struggled. You've been here. You've been through Ben Davis. You've been to college. You've been overseas. You've been to place. You've done some things. They can touch you. They can pick your brain. They can get your experience. Or they can say, hey, he did it. I can.
There it is. That's what my hope is.
Yeah.
I've been in them same seats. I've been in same type similar situations.
Yeah.
As an adult, I can give you that type of advice that can maybe steer you in the right direction. And that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. We need it. Coach, thank you for much coming on, howling out, stepping in for this. In school talk day, because you'll be back. We're going to get out and get you to class. You probably go teaching. You got to go to class. I got to go to work somewhere. So let's close it out. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. Wait, first of all, I want to say thank you, Coach. Did I say that? I'll say it again.
Appreciate
it. To the teachers, to the parents, our students got so much to give. You got to teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. Students, remember, it's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Copy the coach. Copy the coach. Coach loud. You can't go wrong. Copy the coach. Hey, young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. Coach, what do you think about sagging?
Pull them up.
Pull them up. I
understand what the origin is.
Can I say it? If you see a basketball player sagging, tell the coach to get the boy sagging. Pull up your pants. I can't stand it. I just can't stand sagging. You know, worse than a young man sagging is an old man sagging. You see an old man walking down the street, walking the dog sagging. That is sad looking. I've seen that. That didn't look good at all. Oh, man.
Pull your britches up.
I buy you a belt. Give me a connection. The few spectacles on this view from MCA Wayne Township, Giant 90.9, Ben Davis High School, or the school board. These are my views of my guests. If I'm okay, I'll be okay. In that case, I'll see you next week on School Talk. Thank you, Caesar, for a good job. He came back. Poor guy.